Daddy, will you forgive me?
All right.
Papa, can you hear me?
You don't know who you're talking to. Once you know the things that he's into, you're not going to be saying that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. You told me some
of that. He's into puppet shows, if you know what that is.
I do know what that is, because when I caught my ex cheating, he decided to answer a Craigslist ad to be the top in that.
Oh, so he was the puppeteer.
He was the puppeteer. And I was like, oh, I think this may be the straw that therapy cannot put back together.
Right.
So I just have to say that my hands would hurt too much. Oh. So
do you get to clap in there?
No.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
This may be the straw that therapy cannot put back together.
Right.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 932 of the BFO for Friday, the 26th of August, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the big horror weekend schedule, and there's some more voice letters. Wonderful, Big Fatty. Hello, Glovies. Big Fatty, what in the hell is a Glovey? Well, y'all, I love Glovies, because y'all, it is a wink and a nod at the old gal, but y'all, it's also a wink and a nod at the puppet shows. So y'all, how about that? Happy hello, Glovies. Y'all, tell me what you think of that one. Y'all, that one is moving up the scale. And y'all, quite frankly, it came across on the Twitty. And y'all, I know that PETA G was talking about it, and I know Miss Kathy Bacon was talking about it, and it seems like there was somebody else in on the Cheddar Chat about this, but y'all, I'm not quite sure which one of them suggested it, but y'all, I think it's lovely, just lovely. Hello, Glovies. So, and y'all, what an appropriate beginning of the little show today with the kids over there at the Foul Monkeys. And you know, they're talking about the puppet shows. So, y'all, that was a perfect lead. And yes, Big Fatty, just lovely, 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 lovely. Please move forward. Y'all, let's see what's happened since I talked. Well, first of all, y'all, I don't know what happened to yesterday's little show, but dear Gussie Mac Mussie, y'all, there were so many people who didn't know how to eat their Cheerios without a BFO. Y'all, it was like, oh, what am I supposed to do with these Cheerios? I don't know. Oh, there's no BFO. Y'all, I don't know what happened. I can guarantee it has something to do with the inner tubes here at the Horror Hotel, though. But y'all, I got it all fixed, and if you didn't get a chance to download yesterday's little show, y'all, please do so. Yes, Big Fatty, because a day without Big Fatty is a day without Cheerio. Yes. So anyway, y'all, Granny and Miss Porter, they have arrived in town, and I can't remember. Did I tell you about them getting here yesterday? I don't remember. But y'all, we watched the Big Brother app on Wednesday night, and then y'all, what did Big Fatty do after that? Y'all, I think I went to bed early on Wednesday night, because y'all, I was just tired. And all the hootenanny, I'm recording this at 5:05 p.m. in the afternoon. And the big registration for the Horror Weekend begins at 6 p.m. in the evening. And so, you know, Big Fatty is in charge of that. So I got to get the little show in before I go over there and do that. But y'all, anyway, I just thought I'd run down the schedule of what's going on this weekend. Not that you really give a shit. I'm sure there are a couple of you that give a shit, but y'all, it is not necessarily a weekend of puppet shows. Now, there will be some puppet shows for sure, but y'all, it is more a weekend of camaraderie. And did I mention there's lots of drinking? Y'all, it is the perfect weekend for the old gal, with the exception of the dealing with human beings. things, because, you know, that is never a good thing. Never a good thing with all that. But y'all, Thursday afternoon, we want everybody what do we want everybody to do? We wanted them to just relax by the pool and all. And, okay. Big Friday just noticed an error. So, in the, okay. Anyway, poor Big Friday. How did I fuck that up? I don't know, but I did. Y'all, we've got the early registration from 6 to 8 p.m. Y'all, then we have the kickoff cocktails. And y'all, the CSRA, which is the Central Savannah River Area Leather Bears, are doing a kickoff cocktail party at 7:30 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, I understand from what I've heard that they are offering up a punch. And y'all, this brings new meaning to the term punch, because from what I understand, it is really just going to punch you, punch the shit out of you. Because y'all, I understand that there are about 6 or 7 liquors in this punch, and they have to ferment for 24 hours. And then, right before they get ready to serve it, they pour in $12. Poor baby. They pour in 12 bottles of bubbly. Some of the Chapinag, y'all. And y'all, they're having some sort of snickersnacks and all. And y'all, then everybody will have bar time over at the filling station. Oh, here comes Miss Porter. Miss Porter, come on in and say hello to everybody. We're having the little show. Say hello, Miss Porter.
Hello.
Okay, what is this, Miss Porter? It is my armband. Oh, my ankle and armbands for the little party tomorrow. Okay, thank you, Miss Porter.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all. That's little Miss Sweet Charity. So anyway, then there's individual bar time from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. in the morning. Then y'all at 11 p.m. in the evening, that's when the play party will begin in what we call the pig pen. Big Freddy. Never mind, move forward. Y'all, then tomorrow, this morning, because this is the Friday show, Granny is going to be hosting the coffee and donuts in the morning. Y'all, then registration will continue from 10 a.m. till noon. And y'all, that's when we'll open our silent auction. And y'all, we have got some goodies, some good things on the silent auction. Y'all, then there's an informal lunch. And then there's pool time that afternoon. And y'all, then the first cocktail party of the day is at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and that is a poolside cocktail party. And then there's registration again from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Friday afternoon. And y'all, at 6 p.m. in the evening on a Friday, y'all, we are having an event. This is the one that our horror group sponsors. And y'all, we are referring to it as Spit Roasting Michael Brandon. And y'all, this right here is reason enough for the gay country boy, and that is not spelled C-U-N-T, to get in his car and get on over here, because, you know, y'all, who doesn't want to see Michael Brandon spit roasted? By the way, he is due in on Thursday evening. But spit roasting Michael Brandon, and y'all, I'll tell you, it's a secret. It's a secret, so don't tell anyone. Don't ruin the secret for everyone. But y'all, what Mr. Brandon is gonna do? We are having foot-long weenies. Big Fatty, please. We're having foot-long hot dogs, and Mr. Brandon is gonna be the serving tray. He is the centerpiece on the table, and y'all, we will put the ketchup and the mustard and the mayonnaise and the relish and all in little containers and lay them across his body. And y'all, then, you know, he'll just lay there with a smile on his face in all of his glory. However, you know, sanitary health regulations, he will have to wear a hairnet, even though he'll be naked otherwise. But, but anyway, so we'll have that. And y'all, then, the horror group, we have our famous piss punch. That is vulgar. But y'all, that it what it is, it is it's very simple if you want the recipe. Y'all, it is two cans of the pineapple juice and a bottle of the Malibu coconut rum and ice. And y'all, it is delicious unless you don't like pineapple juice or Malibu coconut rum, and y'all, in which case it's vodka. But y'all, it'll get you fucked up real fast. Y'all, then after that, there's another cocktail party at 8 p.m. in the evening. And that is sponsored by the Southern Bears. They are out of Atlanta. Y'all, then individual bar time at the bar. And y'all, then at 10 p.m., the Can You Survive an Onyx Dance Party. And y'all, y'all, that is a turkey and Swiss cheese hoagie sandwich. Yes, McFreddy. And y'all, that is sponsored by the Onyx horror group out of Atlanta. And by the way, most of them, if not all of them, are... So y'all, they know how to dance. Ah, big fatty. Y'all, then we got a play party again in the pig pen at 11 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, then at midnight, there is a cigar smokers gathering. And that is being sponsored by the Southeast Boot Black title holder. And y'all, he's going to be shining boots on Saturday. And y'all, the drinks are being sponsored by the horror group out of Charlotte, North Carolina, the Tradesman. Y'all, then on Saturday morning, we are having mimosas and muffins. Big, ready, please, we don't need to hear about your muffin. And y'all, that is sponsored by the horror group out of Myrtle Beach. Late registration and the silent auction. Open at 9:30 a.m. in the morning, and then at 10 a.m. in the morning, they're having a meeting of the Conference of Horror Groups, and y'all, then at 12:30 p.m. in the afternoon, y'all, this is our campy event of the weekend. Y'all, it is sponsored by the Horror Hotel chapter of the Red Hat Ladies. And y'all, what it is, it's a ladies' luncheon, and y'all, there are delicate sandwiches and cheese trays and fruit and everybody gets, and we hand out red hats for everyone to wear. So it's y'all, it's very prissy, and it's just a lot of fun. And then at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, y'all, we are having little games for everyone to play. They'll get to score points and all for trophies. And y'all, while the games are going on, we are also having an adult ice cream social. And y'all, they had this last year, and y'all, what they do is they serve up dishes of ice cream, and then they pour liquor all over the top of them. And y'all, you've never gotten more fucked up in your life. And it's delicious, too, at the same time. Then the silent auction will be open late in the afternoon from 4 to 5. And then at 5:30 p.m. in the evening, y'all, the cocktail party before our big banquet, the pre-banquet cocktail party, is hosted by the winner of the horror contest last February. He is going to be hosting that. And y'all, then we'll have our big banquet. And then after that, y'all, there's going to be a little drop-in, and it's entitled, Can You Survive a Jägermeister Party? Beh! Fatty, are y'all going to be able to walk? And then after that, y'all, we have something called Sexy Survivor Shows. And y'all, this is, people walk around and look in other people's windows, and, you know, they put on little puppet shows and all kinds of dirty shows for everyone to watch. Y'all, it is a voyager's dream. And then after that, y'all, over at the bar, they're having mud wrestling. Y'all, I don't understand this whole mud wrestling thing, but y'all, it sounds like it's going to be interesting. And then there'll be back in the pig pen, and y'all, then there's an informal smokers gathering at midnight. And then on Sunday morning, coffee and pastries, and y'all, that is sponsored by one of the horror groups out of Jacksonville, Florida, the First Coast Leather Society. And then the silent auction closes promptly at 10 a.m. in the morning, and then we have our awards buffet brofkas at 10:30 a.m. And then at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, y'all, we have the tea dance. It's the dog tag tea dance. And y'all, it is a drink and drown. And by that time, it is all over. And Big Fatty will be shit-faced. Yes, Big Fatty, believe it or not, we believe it. And y'all, then, later on that afternoon, there's going to be a fundraiser for the horror contest. And y'all, it's going to be an all-you-can-eat pasta dinner and cold watermelon. And then, y'all, we just all just stand around and drink until we can't drink anymore. And then Monday morning, it's checkout time. Yes, Big Fatty, just lovely. But, y'all, before the time gets away from me, I want to play some voice letters. Yes.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And, oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Peter G calling. And I heard you needed voice letters. I know you're busy with the puppet shows at the Horror Hotel, but I just wanted to drop you a line and tell you that last Friday when we were flying home from New York back to the Oaklands, there was a severe thunderstorm, and the sky was like black as night, and thunder and lightning crashing all over the place. So, of course, we weren't going to take off anywhere, and they put us on the plane, and they taxied out for about 3 hours, and brought us back to the gate, and then taxied back out for another 3 hours, brought us back to the gate, taxied out again, brought us back to the gate, taxied out. Finally, we took off like 7.5 hours late, and, you know, a lot of the passengers weren't taking it very well, but, you know, I stayed serene and calm. I had my iPod and my headphones, and I just had a week's worth of BFOs, and that kept me calm. And there was some Brenda Booz in there, and even one of the old gals shows. And I was just laughing at during the whole delays. I was just laughing, and you know, while people around me were not reacting very well, I was just very calm. And I wanted to say thank you for that. You were there when I needed you, Big Fatty. Thank you. Thank you for calling. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that may be one of the sweetest calls I've ever gotten. And y'all, Peter G, I think that you should have just gone up to the stewardess, the trolley dolly, and said, "Oh, well, everybody's in a bad mood. Why don't you put Big Fatty on the entertainment device and let everyone listen?" And that would have been just fine. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Casey in Denver. It's 9:30 here now. And I know it's the big horror weekend, so I figure you're down there. I figure, 11:30 there at that time, so you're probably getting your horror on. And so here's wishing you a good time and plenty of inappropriate touching. See you in Vegas, Casey and Denver, number 2 fan, BFO 2011.
Well, thank you, Casey in Denver, and I hope you have a horrifying weekend also. Y'all, I don't know if you know, but if I've ever mentioned this before or not, but Casey in Denver has an enormous penis. And y'all, 3 weeks from today is the big Pride 48, and y'all, let me just say, Casey in Denver's going to be out there. And as I told him, I look forward to meeting him. And his other half, and his enormous penis, yes?
This may be the straw that therapy cannot put back together.
Right. Oh, Bill, you'll enjoy seeing Casey's enormous penis.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.